Beitza, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Zayin 3:7. In the previous Mishnah, we had mentioned the idea of butchering meat on Yom Tov, so therefore the Mishnah will just digress for a moment to talking about sharpening a knife to cut meat. It says, Ein mashchizin es hasakin b'yom tov. One is not permitted to sharpen a knife, that's like using a whetstone, the special knife sharpening device, because that is close to or potentially even a full-blown malacha of makaba patish, the final hammer blow. I think the best way to think about this Mishnah, although there is a machlok Rishonim here, is that this is a knife that could work, it's just dull. So you're improving it, which is in the Isra Durabanan department, but that's enough. To it looks a lot like, feels like fixing it, and therefore you can do it with the whetstone of a masiya al gabi chaverta. What you could do is take two knives and use one knife to sharpen the other knife, because that's with a shinui. It's an unusual way, not the normal way of sharpening a knife. And the truth is, the halacha would apply if you use anything like any, you know, the countertop or some piece of, you know, clay or something to sharpen your knife, since it's not the normal way of using the formal knife sharpening device, the whetstone, whatever it is. So then it would be permitted, since it's preparing food and it's only at most just fixing the knife up blade as a durabanan and doing it in an unusual way. The halach on this, it's brought down that if you have a knife that needs fixing because it's dull, so then although the halach is like the Mishnah says, the Shulchan Aruch paskins in Morin Kain, we don't actually publicize this halacha to the public, because we're afraid people will use whetstones. More than that, passing the Shulchan Aruch, that in the event that the knife actually has a real, like a pagam, some sort of defect, which makes that it can't work properly, so then to repair it would be forbidden under any circumstances, even like if you're using a piece of wood or something, and that's true because that really would be makab patish of the first order. So it's just the question of sharpening something that's a qualitative change from a dull knife to a sharper knife, that we're lenient. If you are using a unusual method of sharpening, but again, we don't publicize that, lest people use the regular conventional sharpeners, which would be Aser Midurabanan. Further says the Mishnah, Lo yomar adam l'tabach, a person may not say to the butcher on Yom Tov, Shkoli bedinar basar, here, I'm going to give you a, you know, I would like a quantity of meat that's worth a dinar, you know, worth whatever it is, you know, $10 of meat. Aval shochet umachalkin b'nehem. What they could do is ask the butcher to just chop it up into pieces and then and they'll divide it up. And then after Yom Tov, they'll come back and settle the score, paying whatever they owe for the meat. Now, this Mishnah, really, the second part of the Mishnah, seems to have very little extra content from what we learned in the previous Mishnah. We're saying you can't mention, you know, the value of the pieces on Yom Tov. That's the Isuv Mecha Chomemkor, of doing commercial activity on Yom Tov, which is Aser Midurabanan, like we said before. So the Mefarshim will ask, like, what's the Chiddush of this Mishnah? And the resolution is, there's an extra small Chiddush here, which is, even if you don't talk about the value of the meat for the sake of the purchase price, you're just talking about a quantity of meat. You're saying, I want, you know, $10 worth of meat, because I know it goes for $1 a pound. They want 10 pounds of the stuff. That also be forbidden. The mere mention of the value is forbidden, even though you're not talking about the sale price per se, but just talking about quantity. All that aside, there's a separate issue here because it says shkoli, which means like weigh out for me. And we said in the previous mission, you're not allowed to use a scale for anything, not even for holding, you know, meat above off the ground or something. So certainly you couldn't weigh out the meat. And the halacha is, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, that even if the butcher is not using a scale at all, he's using his hands, but he's like a professional merchant. His hands are like almost trained devices. They know exactly how much these things weigh. He can guess very accurately. Even that, for the sake of commercial activity, would be forbidden. He can't guesstimate weights with his own hands. That wouldn't apply to a regular layperson. Wouldn't even apply to a butcher in his own home. But a butcher who's got a, you know, a merchant who's got a trained hand, if you will, and who knows weights, he couldn't use that hand to weigh things for the sake of later on charging based on the weight. That would be forbidden. And because of that, the question is, what would the Mishnah mean when it says shkol? Way for me, and we're saying it sounds like a person could do that on some level. There's implication if it wouldn't be for the mention of the money. So there's another girsa going around, which is the version of the Mishnah as we have in the Yerushalmi and some Yerushalmim, which instead of using the word shkol, way out for me, it just says mechor, sell to me. So with that version of the Mishnah, at least, then it's clear I'm not implicating the issue of weighing, which is never allowed. And instead, we're just saying, you know, sell to me $5 worth of meat, and the Mishnah's chiddush is, even though you're not effecting a sale or talking about paying for it per se, but even using the mention of the dollar amount, the value for the sake of the quantity of meat is also forbidden.